Welcome, welcome, welcome to the big show. Let's get some work done today on Project Review Q. I am so fortunate to get you all listening. Yes, it's the Pied Piper, Chatty Cathy Q here again. So thrilled to be here to give you some progress reports and like to take callers today, Don. So BBS, we can get some callers in, that would be great, but we got some work to do in the front end here. Is my dear partner in crime, Asha, here?
A loving, peaceful welcome to everyone.
I got a copy. It's fun to see the attention on us sometimes, isn't it?
Very fun, yeah.
It's like, it's not over yet, is it?
All you can do is laugh.
Yeah, I know. It's like comedy. Okay, cool. I know you got something on your plate there, so I want to get a couple messages out. Is that okay if I start it that way?
Please go ahead.
Okay. The Aussie groups, the Australia groups, hey, stay tuned. Be patient. Your group is really robust, and so I'm sorting through your stuff there. So just know you're deep in my heart. Canada, all the Canadians, hey, thanks for showing up. Bring the rest of the flock, please. My translator in Germany, Austria, don't lose sleep just yet, but we're going to need you. That one's getting populated. So I want to be respectful to your identity there, of course, but we're going to make a time zone that accommodates the Europeans. Thank you. Midwest, thank you for showing up. Michigan, you guys are rock stars. I'm going to get back to you soon, so stay tuned. The African groups, wow, you just thrill me. It's shocking what you bring to the table. All the herbologists, you're just complimenting our collective consciousness so well. And more and more is greatly appreciated. The advancing projects we're going to talk about today a little bit. And let's get some work done. If you're bitching, you ain't doing right. So we're living for the future here on Project with Youth Q. And I think that's where I want to start real quick, if you don't mind, Asha, is advancing the projects that are advancing this last week. Is that okay?
I'm excited for everyone to hear.
Yeah, so as we collaborate, what occurs, this is the natural catalyst we all are for each other. And it's real important. That if we slow down and really look at how synchronicity works in your universe, excuse me, it should be getting more obvious all the time. So as I put energy towards Project Review with Q and people sign up, as example, people are excited about doing whatever they want to do. And so this last week, what was exciting about that is the progressive gardener. Unbeknownst or known to this individual, lit a firecracker and it created more perpetual gardeners. And what's been lost in translation and gardening for me, not to stereotype farming and gardening, but when we grow a being and we give it love and energetics, and you go and consume it, the nutrition value of that goes through the roof because you love the being, it loved you. It's way different than just going to super incredible organic store and buying those organic groceries. Now, not to say that those consumables were not grown with great love and care, but when it's yours, it's completely different. It's completely different. It's so exciting to see the perpetual gardening just explode already. And so we have a perpetual gardening has already broke ground with funding, by the way, and modular gardening This is a British Columbian person has presented again and ready to advance. And of course, the incredible, sustainable multiplexity gardener out of Tennessee. Just want his accent. That's all I can say. These people are coming in with incredible technology from their heart. They know it feels good to make soil activate with their food and understand the environment. Now, I'm going to tell you a quick story about me this morning and what you're going to be able to do here in the future. So this morning, I watered an oregano plant, two basil plants. And last night, I took some basil from one of the plants, and that plant wasn't real happy about it. I go, I'm making a dish where I need some basil, and it's, you're very nutritious, you're very healthy. Okay, it's fine. This is what, exactly what the basil plant said to me. Okay, but just today only, okay, is that okay? And I say, that's fine. Okay, I'm going to just take a little basil. But okay, if you're going to do that, could you please water me so that I regenerate a little faster? It's a lot better if you take a couple leaves from me and then nourish me with your spring water. And I go, oh, of course, I'll just do that right now. So that's where you're going with gardening. Not only are you you're going to be able to talk to your plants through a lot of the technology that's going to be given to you, but through your heart, that technology already exists. And so if you get used to talking to plants, they're very vocal, trust me, just like your animals. So forgive me if that came off as arrogant or otherwise. So that's some really interesting project advancement. These are not small projects either. The modular person is really exciting to me because they have a robust ambition to make sure that all of our children, all three of these project holders, complement each other, and they're complementing geographically, and their great desire to get our firstborns to understand when they go to school, don't diminish that we have facilities and organizations that we can capitalize on. So when we have our children sitting there learning how to grow at school, learning what energetics look like when they consume them, how incredible is that when they get older and older and older, they go, they're fulfilled and they know how to survive, you know? And so very, very thrilled about those projects because they get everyone, they get every scalable individual on this planet as a mammal. And that's how I'd like to start today. Woo. I should probably take some Ritalin, huh?
Maybe everyone can feel that your excitement about all these projects is expanding just, your life.
I know. I can't. I want to. So that's what this show is about, is obviously Inspired with Q is going to grow into Project Review with Q. Obviously, it's going to be to facilitate everybody's wildest dreams. And that's why we're doing this. And so I am your professional marketing manager. Bring me your projects. Come on. Wait till you see how Dr. Neil and all the herbologists complement all these gardens. It's just perfect. And so when we get to re-educate us into our natural priorities, it's just so bodaciously exciting. And God, that word's really, really a funny word, bodacious. I don't feel like I'm talking at a strip club or something, bodacious. What is that? I don't know. Okay. Anyway, you had an incredible, you brought me a project that I want to hear more about. I did look at your submissions, and even if they don't want to participate in Project Review with Q, I can't wait to talk to these people. Do you mind chatting a little bit about the project you shared with me this week?
Yes, I'd be happy to. And thank you for everything you just shared. I just wanted to add that the synchronicity, the harmony, the love between all these groups, all these people coming together is beyond miraculous. It's so fun to watch this. It's something that you could never imagine. To experience it is something really profound. So thank you, everyone who's got a project in, and we're in the collaboration stage. We might want to just first focus on that. We're moving into getting the groups together and collaborating, and we're going to, this week coming up, focus on resubmission. So we're going to touch on that later. But if you wanted to focus on this project that's on the website, it's on forthespirit.space, and it's on forthepeople.space under the PRQ review today. And this project is a beautiful family put together, a Canelo project, and it's they're from the Kobo group. And in their language, there's no word for work that is separate from play. So they've cultivated a partnership with nature and one another to take the products from the earth and build homes. So it started with them being dirt poor, not having anywhere to live. And all they had was some bales of hay and some dirt and some clay and some just mud and rocks. And they built a house from that. And it was so sturdy and so warm throughout the winter that they started to build more. And then, of course, they started to help other people build these. So it's just what you have in your environment. They've gone to different places in the world and just take the resources from Earth, and they build houses and teach people how to build houses. So it's a family group. It's on the website if you're interested in communicating with them or working with them. Lovely, lovely people. Did you want to share anything about that?
Yeah, the first thing I noticed as I went through the material was they're able to use, regardless of environment, products that are readily available. Now, the first complementary opportunity here is how do we all get our own land? And that's why I'm really excited to, at least in North America, anywhere where there is legacy maritime law, reestablish the homestead process. And so if you've got land, believe it or not, building a home is the easy part, wouldn't you say?
It should be.
Yeah. And so if we look at the Amish model as an example, you have a piece of land. The first thing you do is you build a barn, because that's where your livestock's going to go, your starters for your plants, etc. And by the way, you need to build manufacture tilling equipment to get your true garden going, and so forth. And by the way, you can live in a barn. Yeah, I'm not real thrilled about living with Betsy the cow, but Betsy gives me some incredible cream every morning, and so that model is, it still works today. And by the way, you get time to construct your art that you like to live in. And I love people who build buildings around what they, the necessities they like, the way they want to create. And so that's the first thing I got out of that material was, what do you want your house to look like? Number one, and feel like, and do you want to, so it's yours. It's like really yours as your creative force. Is that what you get out of that material as well?
Yes, and also it's really quite beautiful where they had no money. They had nothing but earth. They had some bales of hay. They had the love for the earth and the love for the people, and they just went from there. And whenever they come up against a challenge, they figure it out. They don't go searching for money first. They figure it out, and it always works out. And it, in fact, it expands their creativity. It expands their harmony with each other.
Yeah, so that is... And that's what I'm doing my best to promote through our projects, is when you can't wait to do it, it just happens. It just you don't need to know where the resources are coming from. It doesn't matter where the money is coming from. It's your excitement. Things are going to show up. All the people, all the resources, the means of exchange have nothing to do with that. your ability to create is all the horsepower you need, wouldn't you say?
Every single time. It's a miracle.
Yeah, and that's how powerful we are. We vision it, we see it, we feel it. We go, I'm going to go do that, and then I'm going to start BBS Radio. And that's what how it happens. That yeah. was a really that was a really 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 low blow plug. I should aspire for bigger plugs, huh?
No, that was a very anyway. Important plug. You should explain that one.
All right. I don't know. I just love when I just love promoting these guys because they don't even like money. They hate it. They just know that it flows and they know it's just a tool. It's just a resource. And so, you know, if you don't need any better witness to BBS Radio and how successful they are, by the way, we don't have a financial relationship, but these guys got bombed out of California, everyone. These guys are really doing it. They had to move four states away to keep this love train going. And I just love working with people like that. And sorry, I got off topic. It's Project FQ. Sorry.
Well, they're part of the project. We love you, Don. We love you, BBS.
Yeah, they're a great tool. Resource, loving partners. Okay, so think we should take some calls? Or
what well, we
think?
Have a
oh, by the way, you... By the way, you put that up on the webpage, correct? The project that we just got done talking about?
Yes, it's on both of the websites. And also, if we're talking about synchronicity, every time I'm looking for a project, my dear friend Shyla sends one to me. So these are all from her. I want to thank Shyla for submitting these projects. It's you know, I mention it and she sends it.
Did you notice the people that are doing this work, how incredibly bright they are? They're like bouncing. They don't even walk. They just kind of bounce. They kind of float around. You notice that?
Oh, yes. It's
they're like, they're almost like fairies. They're like, oh my gosh, do you want me to move your 75 pound brick? No problem. They're like, they're just fairies. It's just beautiful.
They are. Yeah. I'm glad you saw that too. So we might want to go over our beautiful Kristen and lovely Christopher. They've been working so hard and they had some updates that might be very important for people. Would you like to touch on that first?
Yeah, I don't know that I... Go ahead.
Okay. So last week there were some people that called in and they had not heard anything from their submissions. So Kristen and Christopher researched this and what they found is they sent out quite a few invites and they never heard back. So they're suggesting that you look in your spam folders. You may have actually received something from Kristen and you haven't found it yet. And also they're realizing that there is a quarantine system within the email that has captured a bunch of emails. And it might be because some of them have some sort of spam or some sort of attachment that isn't safe. So Kristen suggests that you look in your spam folder, and if you don't find anything there, please resubmit your original project with the date that you submitted it and the project name so Christopher can maybe figure out what happened. And you're going to send it to groundsupport@prq.space. Again, that's groundsupport@prq.space. Now, the reason why... Go ahead.
Nope.
Okay. The reason why we don't post that email on the websites is because anyone who has a website knows once you do that, you're going to get hundreds of emails containing spam and bots and viruses and companies selling website services and products and dark forces attacking. And Kristen and Christopher work so hard. We don't want to add to that. So please write down groundsupport@prq.space. We probably won't be publishing it on the website. So it will always be on this recording.
Yeah, let me translate that. Not everybody's real excited about what we're doing, everyone. I'm sorry. I am Stinky Pants. Okay. And this is one way you can make us stronger. So before you send a message to us, you can actually verbally, you can, and this goes for your whole life. I command my spirit to make sure my communications work perfectly today. Make it broad. And when you do an email, it'll actually work. So you can control these computers, but you have to do it verbally and you have to do it authentically. So if you have doubt and fear, it's not as strong as when you're really affirmed. I command my spirit to make sure my next communications all day will work perfectly, would be an example. And I know it gets a little old me reciting this, but it actually does work. And you can use more of source anytime you want is my great encouragement. Did that help, you think, Asha?
Oh, yes. Everything you share helps a lot. Thank you. That was great. And also, Kristen wanted us to know that if you've submitted more than one project and you're waiting for the second and third project to come up for review, we are taking in all the people who we can who haven't yet presented. So we will get to, but we want everyone who hasn't had a chance to present yet to present their project. And then you will get your second and third and fourth project to present. And also, we are going to be really working a lot now with the groups that are collaborating. And that's going to take a lot of energy. We really want to focus our attention on them. So this week, we're asking everybody who needs to resubmit because their project got lost, please resubmit to ground support at prq.space. And we're going to focus on those projects in the next week. And then after that, we're going to focus more on the groups that we have already had the submission, we've had the conference calls with, so that we can address that because they've been waiting too. So we are going to open back up for submissions with a little more support and a little more information to help you with the submissions. How long do you feel that's going to be, Q?
Based on the volume I've seen so far, I still look that we're always running about 2 weeks out on first calls. So the sandbox. I feel we get through quite a few people in one day, and I can increase it, but it would appear that we're ready to do the advances, the discovery section, easily within 3 weeks. You're already seeing one come through this week. And so you must realize that your project is going to get populated by a lot of other people that are complimenting you. So if we have 100 people with similar projects, 20 of you are going to be in one call as an example. So we can really condense this quickly. It's just a matter of sorting the types and styles of inspiration is the way I see it.
Thank you. It's very helpful. Also, Kristen wanted Sherry from Wyoming. She wanted her to resubmit because we couldn't find her project. And also Bella from UK. Her project name was One Soul in Many Different Bodies and Home Sweet Home. We cannot locate your project, so please resubmit that to ground support. And Sherry's project was Healing Through Fun and Excitement. That we cannot find that project. Hope I've got them all. And go ahead, Q.
Yeah, so I just want to remind everybody, when you have these large projects, being a project manager myself many times, we need resources. And so know that this is, as much as this is a collaboration, this is also a networking portal for you. So I want to do something. So we look at the shipping container Gardner as an example. I have engineers lined up for, I have contractors lined up for to execute, excuse me, hate that word, implement the work. The way the way they want it done. So we're getting a lot of networking capabilities around the world, not just in America. And it's really important that we just keep the energy focused on, I really want to do this. And all these folks are showing up, I guarantee you, because that's how it works now. So your project may be daunting to you on the front end, but the more you work with all these people, and we connect the dots, so to speak. Sure, we're tired of that statement. Everyone's showing up. I guarantee you, everyone is showing up the more you get involved here. I guarantee you, you're going to get some connectivity with us. We're a conduit. That's what we do here. All of us are. My great love to you. How do we go from here?
Thank you for sharing that. So I just really wanted to thank Kristen and Christopher for their diligent hard work. They're so phenomenal. We're so grateful to have them.
I'm going to speak for Christopher right now. He just said, don't say my name ever again. And he used 3 swear words on both sides.
Okay, I get it.
If you say my name again, I'm going to kick your ass, is what he just said. Okay, that's pretty much what he just said. Okay.
Okay, great.
It's not easy being clairvoyant, okay? It's just not easy. It's just the way it is. Wait till you guys are all talking to your walls. Trust me, it's going to happen.
Okay. So we did receive a bunch of questions. I apologize. We were not able to reply. They had requests to put things on the website. We have been so busy. So we do receive your requests. Instead of addressing all those now, which would take more than an hour, we will address those on the websites. And if you want to go to the callers now, does that sound good?
Callers? Wow. It's getting really personal. I cannot wait. Everyone call in now. Let's go. I can't wait. More, more, more. Please, please, please.
Okay, you're on some kind of kryptonite again. Okay.
All right. I'll settle down.
I love it. Love it. Okay. We have Linda on line 3.
Hello.
Hi, Linda. Go ahead.
I don't really have any questions. I'm trying to get inspired. I feel like I'm stuck. I've been doing.
Okay, can you tell a joke then or something if you don't have any questions?
I've been crashing timelines. And I'm for over a year, I've been doing Ron Amichon's program. I want to do humanitarian stuff. I'm good at support, but I don't have any brilliant ideas, and I feel very intimidated about even being here. I was just
Okay. Thank you so much for calling in. If you'd like to participate in the advancement of humanity, please turn in a project. We love to hear your projects. Have a beautiful day. Thank you. Thank you for your call.
Thank you, Keith, for all you do. Blessing.
Thank you, Linda. We have Carrie from Oregon on line 4.
Hi, guys. It's such a joy to finally be able to talk to you both in person and to feel your hearts all these months. It's just been such a gift. And thank you for all the answers that you gave today. I was one of the people that resubmitted 10 documents last Friday. 5 of them are around projects, and 2 of them are great water education resources. And there were 3 letters, one about assisting with project review, one about sovereignty, and then one last week that had a whole bunch of interesting, fun things that I thought Q might enjoy. So I was just calling today to check to see if any of those had been received.
I'll speak on this, Asha. So I did get those, and they did get forwarded. What we like is individual projects submitted individually. So forgive our laggardness. It's easier for us to sort when we get identity associated with the project type on the front end here. Going forward, it gets easier for us because we get a feel for you when you present. And that it's once you get advanced, it's super easy to get a better feel for your intentions. Does that make sense?
Yeah, of course. And I did submit them all. Well, some of them I've now submitted 4 times. So I did submit them individually 3 times.
So we still have issue with some of these are not getting to us. So be careful with identifying us with the issue, so to speak. We're working really hard to understand how we're being undermined sometimes. Again, I'm not the most popular guy on the planet, so forgive me for coming across as arrogant. We're really going to get things done. Don't ever stop with your great no. Inspirations. Okay, never stop. All right, and
well,
I assure you, I've seen your projects, and I just want to make sure you're complimented when you present. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. I love you.
I love you. Beautiful day to you.
Bye.
Thank you, Carrie. Now, I apologize to Star and Carl. For some reason, the chat was hiding you, and it looks like you were ahead of Linda and Carrie. So let's go with Star from California on line one.
Hi, Asha. Hi, Q. It's so nice to hear you and be with you. I've submitted a couple projects as well and have not heard back, but my primary question is I had a surgery on my wisdom tooth several months ago, and I've been part of listening and learning from Q for quite some time now, and we had the chance to talk a few months ago as well, and I now feel Q in me and very integrated, and it's not just in my mind, it's really like when I'm looking for answers, I hear him. And Q, if you could just give me some reassurance, if this is part of the ascension process, and this was part of one of the projects that I submitted, was actually related to one of the callers that was just on the line, which was it sounded like she was having trouble finding her excitement and navigating how she could serve. Wow. And I feel like I could help others in place of you now that you're taking more time to review projects. I feel like I could help them find their highest excitement.
Okay, so first of all, sounds like I've been violated.
In what way?
I came inside you? Really? Wow. Okay, so anyway... if you give me authority, if you say I want your help, there's no doubt you're going to get it. I love you. I love you. I love you. You are. I know this is big information. You're talking to Source right now, and it's not fantastic. This we all have this ability. And I'm privileged to talk to you is the way I feel. I'm privileged to have you call on me. I'm privileged to have to be of service to you. It's a great honor. And when we get you in the mix here, I will be more of service on one-on-ones and healing and so forth. When I feel your energies, I can tell you want to heal people. Is that correct?
100%, yes.
Okay. And so that's how it works. So I can feel your intentions, you can feel mine, and that's going to get really normal. The one thing you can do tonight, here's a quick suggestion, is verbally command your spirit to remove anything in you that is not authentically you. But don't do it 1,000 times a day. Mm-hmm. Do it once a day knowing you did it, okay?
Okay. I do that almost nightly.
That's the problem. And why aren't you healed is the question.
Why am I not healed?
There we go. So this is my great healing. This is my hospital. Why aren't you healed? Is because it's always environmental. It's something from your head. It's something you're experiencing. It's somebody you're interacting with. If you can't get back in balance, it's something outside yourself almost 100% of the time. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're eating Slurpees all day or something, I don't care what it is, diet. Anything outside yourself is usually what makes you sick. And that's that's my great, and it's perfect timing because all the healers coming forward, this is going to complement them. And I thank you for your question. Don't ever stop. Just because you have to send in a bunch of projects, it's just an email. Just zap us. Just keep zapping us. I really want to do this. Keep hitting us. I will make sure you get in the fold. Just don't worry about you haven't got a response. We've been trained to have instant gratification with this indoctrination system. Don't worry that it takes you 10 emails to get to me. Doesn't really matter. There's no such thing as time. This unnecessary urgency everyone is creating. Me. I love it because that means I can be of service. But you must realize it doesn't really matter if we're getting trashed a little bit. That's really a compliment. Keep coming to me. I love you. I love you. I love you. I hope I answered your question.
You did. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Star. We have Carl from North Carolina on line 2.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello, can you hear me? Okay, great. Thanks.
Is this a commercial?
No, this is not a commercial, although I am a sales rep, so sometimes I sound like it.
Very good. Close me now. Okay, close me.
Yeah, right. Okay, so I have an issue. I have, let's say, 3 projects that I would really like to do, but if I had to pick one of them, I don't think that it would put me in my highest excitement all the time because, you know, my wife and I tend to be serial entrepreneurs. Like, I have a project where I'd like to teach farmers and growers how to recolonize the microbiology in their soil on the dirt cheap. And I have another, what I'd like to do is work with livestock producers around, you know, different localities and show them how to grow their livestock so that we can have cheap, you know, grass-fed and organic meats. Do that locally. So that's the second project. And I also, you know, think that I've been on Team Wake Up since probably 2016. You know, I woke up to how corrupt everything was kind of early. And so I've kind of, you know, built a following on social media to where people listen to what I'm saying about exposing a lot of things. And I think that as we go through this next period where things get crazy, you know, that's not really a post that I'm going to be able to leave. So that's kind of 3 things, and I'm sure I can think of 2 more. And if what I think would make me the happiest is if I could kind of juggle all of these and distribute my time, that would keep the, you know, my creative, you know, juices flowing the most. That would probably make me the happiest. You know, that's what I'd love to do. But also at the same time, I'm a dad. I have 2 kids and a wife that I would love to spend, you know, as much time as I can with. I have a job right now that keeps me away from them, you know, more than I like. So, you know, if that's what I could see myself being the happiest doing, how would I submit a project like that?
Okay, so thank you so much. So I would slow things down and compartmentalize. And so as an example, when you go to build a high rise, you put your projects into little compartments. So it gets a real easy to digest, to disseminate and educate the people about what you are really excited about. So when you, let's take an example, take your soil example, make that, make it tight, make it really small. I really want to clean the dirt molecule in the corner of my backyard. It's an example. And the reason I need to do that is X, Y, and Z. One of the best livestock projects I've reviewed is probably the algae raceways, the large algae raceways. So I'm very well versed in how algae can produce unbelievable food for ourselves, and the oils that come off algae can fuel our vehicles and the biofuels associated with it. So you have a very large swath of people that will complement you here and enhance your project without judgment and or entitlement. So if you want to own your project or you want to be a part of a project, just start compartmentalizing your project so that we can not only help you discern what your excitement is and be catalyst for you, but educate us on what your excitement is into silos. And I hate to say that, but it's easier for us to get you sorted with other people that are almost identical to you. So I thank you for the call.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Carl. We have Shelley on line 5.
Hello, I'm back. You guys are going to get sick of me. I'm going to be the squeaky wheel here. A month ago, I was invited to pitch my pocket-sized defibrillator that requires no assembly before use, and you just slap it on the chest and it does the rest. Does that ring a bell? And then I was moved to the bucket. So my question is, and Kristen, of course, is probably cracking up right now because she knows how tenacious I am, but what happens in the bucket and what happens after the bucket, and what are the steps for all of that? So what happens next?
Well, you get eaten by the crab or you swim to the top, obviously.
Well, I'll be swimming to the top, but yeah.
Do you mind if I ask you a question?
Sure. Of course.
Do you mind if I ask you 75 questions?
Go ahead.
What do you need to fulfill your project?
The dreaded dollar. I need money to move it. I have everything.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, I am sure, because I'm at the point where I have to spend millions of dollars to advance it and build the prototypes and do all kinds of things.
You need something. Okay, so let me make sure I understand this. So you need something to get something. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, so that is a belief system that you own, correct?
Oh, well, that's what I'm working with.
All right. So now here is an opportunity for you, and this is incredible, incredible call. I've been waiting for you.
Okay.
What if you submitted, I want to advance my project because I know what I need, not what I have to hurdle over to get what I need to advance my project. So,
well, I can do that.
Okay, so now what if your next submission is, if I could get an engineer to design my defibrillator, et cetera, and if I could get an electronic engineer, and if I could get a extrusion plant to pump out these things, I just need these things. Notice that everything I said has nothing to do with money. Nothing. You have resource list. That's the pro forma we're requesting of you. And this is a trick, by the way. So everyone that comes to me and says, I need money before I can do the thing, sorry, you're not going to make it. You're not going to make the cut. And it's not to
okay,
be flipped,
but
arrogant or ignorant. I need these things. I can't wait to get these things so that I can get the outcome and the deliverable I want. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. However, if you're
okay, so we don't care. We don't care about means of exchange. We do not care about means of exchange with Project for Youth Q. We care about your passion. We love you. I really want to build this thing, and good gosh darn it, I think Q knows some people that can build this thing. That's where we're at. Everyone is incredibly powerful now. You have the ability to manifest instantly if you focus on your love and passion for what you want to do. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. I just have to switch gears then here, which is not impossible. I can do that.
Okay. So how about this? Now, how about this? How about this?
Okay.
If I give you $1 billion, or a friend of mine gives you $1 billion, or the United States gives you $1 billion, do you really care where the resources come from? You don't.
No.
You don't care. You don't care. Everything on this planet is for all of us. We all are learning to share. We're all learning to share. It doesn't matter where the resources are coming from. You don't have to believe in this false god called Nasara or Jasara. Doesn't matter now. You can do it. All you have to do is love what you're doing. I hope that helps.
It does help, and I will switch gears and do a different submission then and get forward. So my other question was for the project, when you're trying to collaborate with other people in other spaces, so to speak. I don't know, completely lost my train of thought there. I'll just regroup and I'll resubmit something for a more specific resource request and go from there. But I'm just curious about the bucket and the process of the bucket, because it seemed to be sandbox, collaboration, then I got thrown in a bucket. I wasn't sure what the bucket was.
Very good.
What the step was.
And was perfectly designed for this conversation. I really want to get something done is the purpose for the three stages. I can't wait to get it done. I told you to submit 3 pages. It's a trick.
Yep.
I really want to get this done.
Yep.
First is I want to heal hearts when they go into cardiac arrest. 2, this is the things I need. 3, execution. I'm going to put it in every hospital in the world. Get it? Come on, everybody. We're not talking about somebody, some false god giving us gold. Let's get some work done here. And it's not to make light of you. It's you are so powerful, dear one. Look at the end in mind. Always look at the end of the story that you want. I see the vision. That is actually your creative force.
Yep.
I cannot wait to get this done. Is your creative force. You got it. Now, anyone stop you. That's right. I know you do, because I met you. Now, no one's going to stop you, man. I'm here to help you. Now, I'm going to put winds in your sail, and I'll be the first one who calls every hospital in the world and every medical facility. I will be your professional salesperson, and they will not take shit from me. And I'll say, look, this helps people, do it now, regardless of regulations. How's that sound?
Amazing. Amazing. Now, what about those regulations? What's happening with the FDA and all that garbage? Is that going away?
I don't care. They don't exist. I'm working on the EPA right now. I'll get to those guys next. The EPA is on my list right now, so we'll go next for them.
We'll
I hope that helps you. Please, thank you so much for your call. Thank you. Let's move on. Beautiful day.
You bet. Same to you. Bye.
Thank you, Shelley. That was really, really helpful. And to simplify even more for people, Project Review with Q is about remembering who you are. We remember who we are through our excitement. What do you really, really, really want to do? She wants to heal hearts. And going from there will excite her spirit, and everything she needs is going to flow to her, as she knows. Did you want to add anything, Q, before we move on?
No, let's try and get one more in here.
Okay, great. We have Judy on line 6.
Hi, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. Go
Hello?
Ahead.
Okay. I have a couple things I want to say. I'm nervous. I don't know why, but I am. The lady that just was talking, she might want to check into a company called Lifeguard MD. They sell miniature defibrillators, and I know the person who owns the company, and they're worldwide, and maybe they would be willing to look at her project for funding.
Very good. Very good.
Throw that out there.
Very good. What's your presentation today? The individual that spoke is incredibly advanced in this topic. But go ahead. What is your question today?
I have several. I've been trying to get in touch with you, I think, for over a year. I'm so nervous. And I've been having technical difficulties, let's say. I have two things. One, I keep seeing when I need help, I see a cue in my head, and I believe it's you. Am I seeing you?
Absolutely not.
Because I feel you.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Completely different.
Okay.
You know, all symbolism is something outside yourself and or I would consider an abduction.
It's kind of more of a feeling. So you think it's an abduction?
This is project review with Q. Do you have a project?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I do have a project question.
Okay.
I want to ask you.
Okay,
so
go ahead.
I could go with that. I'm in LWS, and my highest excitement is to what I call create creators, directors, assistant directors for the vehicle that I found that I think is perfect for me. And the projects that I have outside of the LWS projects, because I want to focus on children and family, I see it as an addition. Like the main vehicle is the LWS vehicle that I've been learning, and I've learned all about it. And then I can find people. And I heard of one guy, I had a prison project, and he was talking about the false imprisonment of debt collectors where people are in jail and they're not guilty of a crime and that type of thing. That's kind of one of my projects. I have several mini on top of the LWS project.
Okay.
And I wanted to know if I could get in the collaboration.
With great respect and appreciation, you've submitted a project to us. Is that mm-hmm. correct?
I wanted to know, do I submit a project to create creators?
Go ahead and submit.
I know.
Here's what we request. Get a subscription to BBS Radio. That's how we identify and categorize you. Very good. And then Project Review with Q, get a subscription. And then you send in your project through the portal there.
Okay.
And I think that's all we have for today. Is that not? Thank you for your call. We're getting to the end of the show.
Thank you.
Asha?
We have 3 minutes. Did you want to take one more call?
That was 3 minutes ago. Yeah, let's do another one. I forgot it.
Okay. Thank you, Judy, for your call. Scott on line 3. Next. Scott, are you there?
Asha and Q. Yes.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. What you got for us? We love you.
I'm grateful for the opportunity. My project submitted on August 2nd is Recalling Hemp, Assisting Farmers and Mankind. You answered a couple of some of the stuff I was going to ask earlier on your previous callers. My question is, how would we collaborate when it's in synchronize with different geographic countries or continents and share the same knowledge back and forth on the hemp as we roll it out within the United States or North America? Call it that.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect question. Thanks. Okay, so your project is in the hopper, correct? You've already got a submission. Is that correct?
I have submitted it on August 2nd. I haven't got, I have, I haven't found a response, okay. But maybe it's there. I will resubmit. Yes.
Okay. So don't worry about resubmitting. Okay. So just be tenacious. Again, there's a lot of attention on us cleaning up the planet, as you can imagine. All right. This is a really important project. I can already feel your intentions. They are really strong. We've got a lot of folks around the planet that are complimenting you. So we're sorting by project type. So there's a lot of guys that want to grow hemp, and there's a lot of guys that want to manufacture hemp, but they don't necessarily want to do the other person's job. So that's how we're assembling and sorting. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. We'll get you in. We're getting a lot of calls in. We're doing roughly 40, maybe 50 a week. I'm doing some independently. So we're getting through them, and they're really, and pretty soon each hour is going to have hundreds of people on it instead of 10 people. So just stay tuned. Just keep working with us. Keep giving us your suggestions and ideas, projects, and keep the end in mind. I can't wait to see this happen, and I assure you, your project will get fulfilled.
Divine gratitude to you and Asha.
Good love to you.
Thank you, Scott, and thank you, everyone, for calling in. We apologize we didn't reach everybody. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Q. Another awesome, awesome show. Thank you. Thank you, Dawn.
Asha, thank you so much for helping me so much. Wind in your sails, everyone. Just keep pulling on me. Keep pulling on me. Keep reaching out to us. I assure you, we're going to make some big steps here. Asha, you're brilliant. Thank you. Beautiful day to you all.